The Magical World of Disney will not be seen tonight, so that we may bring you the following special NBC presentation.
Sorry about that. No Magical World of Disney. Instead, it's the Magical World of Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live for our second hour right here on My Talk Everything Entertainment, Everything the Paranormal. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Oh. It is, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Let's start, it's breakfast time.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe you're having a little bit of milk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe you're milking an actual cow right now listening to us out in the barn.
Oh my gosh, if you are, please tell us and then bring it on the Walk for Animals.
Yep.
Oh, wow. You just threw that in there right there. I love that.
Please. Oh, my gosh. If you're a farmer.
Some live milking during the walk.
Oh, my goodness. And that's me right milking there. The cow. Oh, I bet do we keep barnyard animals company? Please tell me that we do.
Yes.
Well, why don't we just tell everyone right now? I mean, if you would like to join the Walk for Animals, when is it, you two?
Oh, yeah. Well, it absolutely makes sense with what we're about to talk about.
Perfect.
And currently talking about. It's May 4th at the State Fairgrounds, and it's a mile route, but you don't have to walk it if you don't want to. And you can stop along the way. There's vendors, food trucks, live music. Oh, it's just wonderful for the Animal Humane Society. It's a big fundraiser, and we hope to have a huge team and diversity of animals.
If you have an animal with udders, bring it to the Walk for Animals. My only requirement is that you let me touch the udders. I have never done that before in my life, and I would really like to do it.
Oh, I want that for you too. Yeah, but bring your dairy cows. Love that.
Or a goat.
Oh, you can milk a goat. I mean, probably not a hamster. they're going to be. I've never milked a goat, but I've seen it at the fair.
And well, bring any of those animals.
Yeah,
it's you can sign
sweet
up right
relief
now
for them. Yeah.
Right, Lex, sign up right now.
Absolutely. Sign up now, mytalk1071.com. Just click on, you'll see Holly in my face. We're the captains of the team, so we'll be a lot, we'll just have a grand old time. Click on that, sign up, and we hope to see you there.
That's right. Mm-hmm. There we go. Now, we brought up milk, though.
Yeah.
Because there's a special milk coming.
There is. So you do not have to travel to Tatooine to get a glass of blue milk. In time for May 4th. Maybe we'll bring some of this on the walk. Anyway, April 17th, you can get the iconic beverage. Remember watching Star Wars? And then, which one was it, Jace? Was it New Hope?
It was New Hope. That was the first one. Luke had it for lunch with Aunt Beru.
Yeah. Right. Yes, yes. Okay, so they're having the blue milk and then in a later movie as well. But if you're ever curious about, like, I'd like to try some blue milk. Well, True Moo, as part of the celebration for all things Star Wars on May 4th and leading up to it, it's the unofficial holiday for fans.
Mm-hmm.
May the Force and the blue milk be with you, because you can get it. Now, what does it taste like? That was my first thing, because is it just regular milk with food coloring in it?
No.
It's vanilla flavored. That sounds pretty delicious.
I've tasted this.
Oh, you have? And?
Ooh.
It's pretty good.
Ooh, okay.
And I've also tasted the blue milk that they have in the parks, and that's real good.
Is it vanilla too?
It's a little vanilla-y, yeah.
Oh, okay.
The green milk is disgusting, but the
what does that taste like?
I can't remember, but I remember Colin and I both went, one and done and never again.
Ew, it's not like green apple or something.
No, Lex, Colin, if you remember, text me, but Lex, the blue milk, it's really good.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah, vanilla milk? Yum.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you could just put that in a latte. You have an interesting, I wonder what brown and blue make.
Ooh. A Smurf.
It might not be the best looking color, but you can get this. It's 1% if you want to get this milk starting on the 17th of April.
Oh, now I'm thinking about mixing brown espresso shot in the blue milk. That just does not seem like something.
You might get an eggplant color.
Mm. Maybe.
You could try it.
But it would taste good. That would be a wonderful latte base.
Oh, yeah. Just one step. You need to add extra flavoring, it sounds like.
And bring your blue milk because the Alamo Draft House, and I think not just Alamo, but they're doing that 22-hour Star Wars marathon.
Dang.
Where you get to watch all of the Star Wars movies in order.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
How much is it to do that?
Somebody
obviously
texted
we're not going to be able to go because if it's on May 4th, but
yeah,
Alamo.
Unless we broadcast from there, you know, and just keep, I don't know.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they're showing them all in order. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I love that. Marathon.
Oh, put on your soft
pants.
$83.
I think it's $83.
Nice.
Why does that? I think that number sticks in my mind for a reason. I think it's $83.
Yeah, that seems fair for all that entertainment.
21 hours of film, trivia, and games.
Okay, I
could unlimited coffee and water.
No, I could live with that. Yeah. Okay, now that's lovely.
It doesn't take much, does it? Yeah. They're going to have custom Star Wars-themed specials on their menu.
You know they're going to have a popcorn bucket. Oh, they are.
I see it.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket,
what
isn't
is
it?
That?
And they have glasses.
Ooh!
Not vision glasses, but like pint glasses.
Alex, Google Jabba the Hutt popcorn bucket.
Oh, boy.
You and Angel need to keep an eye out for this because I think these are going to be in the parks. And I'm going to try to snag one, but they're doing for May the 4th, they're doing a Jabba popcorn bucket.
Oh, I love that.
Do you see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
So is this jaw unhinge? How do we get into
the jaw unhinges.
Oh, there we go. Oh, perfect.
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's so cute.
Now,
it's all about popcorn buckets right now.
I will say, at the Alamo Draft House here in the Twin Cities, the Star Wars marathon is not scheduled.
Oh, I wonder what theater's doing it. I know it's happening around here.
Okay, good. All right.
Scheduled at the moment.
Sorry, I made that mistake.
Oh, no.
Oh, stop laughing at me, Jabba.
That's what you get.
Mm-hmm. I know, that's what I get. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh.
I don't know what that means.
I feel like that wasn't approved by the FCC, Jabba.
No, I think he cussed. But no, that's cool. That milk, it's good. You would like it. Zen would really like it, Lex.
Yeah.
He'd just freak out drinking something blue, girl.
Oh, he'd love that. Well, he loves the Star Wars movies, especially, remember, they did live milking, right? When the animal was laying on the side of a hill in the most recent one.
Luke was the last Jedi.
The last Jedi, and he live milked it.
He did. He did. They shot that. That wasn't computer.
Oh, was it?
They flew that sea cow on to that set in Ireland, the island. What's it called? It's a historic place. Anyway, they flew that creature, and that was a practical effect. And Mark Hamill really milked that damn thing.
Wow,
it's so gross.
I have to admit, I watched that. I saw that. I couldn't believe my eyes. I rewound it like 5 times. We do have cows listening to us right now. Kimberly, thank you for emailing the show.
Yeah.
She says that she plays the radio. It keeps her cows happy when they come in to have their babies. Oh. It's playing in the cow nursery.
Oh, my God. You're just making Alexis very happy, ma'am. What's her name?
Oh, my gosh, Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly.
She also has a mini horse named Forrest Gump.
Okay, now I'm happy. Now that made me happy.
Oh, my gosh.
You have to send us, Kimberly, please send us a picture of the cow and the mini pony, because you know I've been wanting one for 11 years.
And she used to have a Jenna with him, but Jenna moved to North Dakota.
Well, Jenna and Forrest Gump left too. Remember, she left Forrest to become
a drug
smoking hippie.
They're just following the plot of the movie.
Free bird, man.
Free bird. Oh, hi, cows.
Oh,
my goodness.
I'm loving our show today. We have it's just fantastic. Oh. These are my favorite shows. When we come back, Lex, very quick, to wrap that up. When does it go on sale? Is it
April
right now?
17th.
April 17th.
Yep, okay. You can get it. Mm-hmm. Most grocery stores will have it.
Little TV talk when we come back. Holly watched a show some of you have emailed us about. Apples Never Fall on Peacock. Oh. Hey, it's Chase for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Keep an eye out for my Instagram because Jason Matheson, just my name, because a little bit later today, I'm going to be launching a contest for my friends at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Remember, I've been telling you about the Glow Facial. It is no joke. I've done a lot at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic over 12 years. This new Glow Facial is one of the best facials I've had in my life. No joke. Well, I'm going to be giving one away if you are a new patient. You got to be a new patient at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. I'll be launching that contest a little bit later today, so keep an eye on my Instagram account. But again, the contest is only for new patients. Now, if you don't want to enter the contest and you just want to go to Glow, get into Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. You can customize this facial. It is so relaxing. It took about 45 minutes. I wanted to fall asleep, but I didn't want to miss a thing. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic today and ask about...
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Is this a taste test?
Taste test? I'm in.
Oh, could I just try a little sample?
Just a bit. Just a taste.
It tastes cheesier.
Let your taste decide.
Jason and Alexis present TV Taste Test.
That's right. We watch TV, so you don't have to. Jason and Alexis, in the morning, a couple of you have written to us about this show, and we're talking about apples never fall on... Peacock. Talk to us, Holly.
Yeah, so I checked out Apples Never Fall last night on Peacock because, Jason, exactly that. We've gotten several emails from listeners saying we need to check out this show. They're really loving it. And so I was like, okay, assignment taken. I will do this. I watched the first episode, so I've only watched one episode of this limited series on Peacock. There are seven episodes in total. And this is a series that's based off of a novel by Leanne Moriarty. She is the author of Big Little Lies. She is the author of Nine Perfect Strangers, among other books. Both of those books turned into very popular limited series. Well, at least Big Little Lies is very popular. Nine Perfect Strangers with Nicole Kidman. That
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, Melissa McCarthy. That was you know what? They
tried. Watched the whole thing.
But we watched the whole
sure
thing.
Sure did.
Yes. And so Apples Never Fall is in that same vein. Now, this one stars Annette Bening and Sam Neill, among others.
Oh.
I know, right? Big time.
Great cast right there.
Great cast right there. Also great supporting cast, too. Jake Lacy. You might remember him from The White Lotus, among others. He stars in this. Alison Brie. We know her from many a television show. They are playing their children. So Annette Bening, Sam Neill, they're married. Joy and Stan Delaney. Recently retired. They just sold off their tennis academy to somebody else. And retirement, it looks good on them, but it's not exactly treating them well. So... they're kind of in a little bit of a kerfuffle, a little bit of drama. They don't really know how to deal with themselves. You know, it's all of a sudden you fall off a cliff. You have something to do every day, and then now they don't. And they're trying to deal with that. But also in this, the show starts with the disappearance of Joy. Annette Bening is nowhere to be found, and her four adult children are very concerned. And the story unfolds with flashbacks. So part of the show is in the present day when Joy has disappeared and dropped off the radar. And then the other part of the show is in flashbacks. It's in the past. It's giving you context for this family, who they are, the family dynamics. And it also introduces you to a character named Savannah, who is a woman who shows up at Joy and Stan's doorstep one night, alleging that she is the victim of domestic abuse. Well, Joy takes a shine to this woman. Stan is skeptical. And we don't know exactly, based on this first episode, how that relationship is going to develop. Mysteries abound in Apples Never Fall.
Wonder what the title means.
Well, I think apples never fall from the tree. So this is a show about family. This is about the kids, and the kids are all very different. Jake Lacy, he plays the golden son Troy, who's a venture capitalist. We've also got Logan, who's played by an actor named Connor Merrigan. He kind of just likes to work on boats and do whatever. They had high hopes for him, quote unquote. There's the daughter Brooke, who runs her own physical therapy business that may or may not be doing particularly well. And then Allison Brie's character, Amy, she's kind of a free spirit, a spiritual life coach of sorts. So we're trying to figure out what the dynamic is between the kids, between the parents, and we're trying to figure out what the heck happened to Joy. She just disappeared.
You're definitely going back, right, Holly?
I will go back. This show is light.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't have the weight of, say, Big Little Lies. That show had weighty prestige TV written all over it in a way that Apples Never Fall doesn't, which I actually kind of like about this show. They're 47-minute episodes. The mystery's going to unfold. I know that there's only 7, and we'll stick the landing somehow. So I'm curious enough to stick with this show. I don't think I love it as much as some of our listeners do, people who have emailed and who have binged it and who are kind of obsessed with it.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think they're setting up an intriguing mystery and the performances are great. I mean, you're in enough. Annette Bening is wonderful. Sam Neill, fantastic. Everybody is really doing a good job on this.
I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, I'm intrigued for sure. I love mysteries like this.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Apples Never Fall on Peacock. Should we give a prize away?
Yes.
We got a prize. That prize is a pair of tickets to see Kathy Griffin, My Life on the PTSD List at the Pantages Theater Friday, October 11th. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., but if you want to get yours now, a pair, 651-641-1071, caller number 7, is winning a pair of tickets to Kathy Griffin, My Life on the PTSD List at the Pantages, October 11th, 651-641-1071. Woohoo!
Good luck.
Good luck to you all. When we come back, we're going to play a little game ourselves. Marketplace Price is Right. Stay with us. Jason and Alexis in the morning. We are back. Thank you for being with us on this Wednesday. Weather's going to get better today, right? I hope so.
Well, I see sun out there, so yeah, I think so.
Again, I'm in this windowless coffin.
The sun is out, but the buns won't be out because it's going to be cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, be careful, everybody. Be careful out there. The roads are, there is ice.
There is ice. Oh, big time.
There is ice. Let's play a little game, shall we, Holly?
Yeah. It's time for Marketplace Price is Right. This is where Jason and Alexis bid on actual items for sale locally here on Facebook Marketplace. Now, we play Price is Right rules closest to the actual retail price. Well, they won't win the prize, but in their imaginations, yes, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah!
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 Sounds good to us.
So, again, all of these items are actually for sale on Facebook Marketplace, so if you are interested in buying them, go stock them on Facebook.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Go actually buy them. Jason and Alexis, are you ready for your first item up for bids?
Yes!
Yes!
Jason and Alexis, your first item up for bid in Facebook Price is Right is a 1977 Lincoln Continental Mark V.
Oh,
a car.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we're starting big, baby. A 1977 Lincoln Continental Mark V, powered with a 400 V8 engine and automatic transmission. The body of the car is very nice and solid. There's a couple of small dings, but still a very nice looking car. The miles are shown as 9,554 on the odometer. Very cool car to cruise and to take to shows. Jason and Alexis, this 1977 Lincoln Continental Mark V could be yours if...
Oh my goodness.
The price is right.
It's a low mileage.
I have such a blind spot with this.
Yeah.
Oof. Lexa, you good with cars?
No.
Okay. Oh, great. Okay. Who's first, Holly?
Jason, you are first.
Oh, damn it. Holly, my bid will be $7,000.
$7,000 for Jason Alexis.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Seriously? Okay.
So more or less than that. $7,001.
$7,001 for Alexis. And Alexis is right on the money, but not really. Alexis, this is going for $13,980.
Wow. Yeah, it's that mileage. It's the look. It's, wow.
Yeah, this, I should have been higher. Oh,
this
wow.
thing is oh, a
that's
tank.
That's what I was going to guess too, Jace.
Holy cow. Cars back in the day.
Yeah.
Girl, they made them to last.
They made them to last, and they made them to dominate the roads. Holy buckets. This thing is huge.
Wow.
And very impressive. Well, congratulations, Alexis.
Thank you.
You have a new Lincoln.
Let's go. Yeah.
Jason and Alexis, are you ready for your next item up for bids?
Yes.
On the Marketplace, Price is Right. Up for bid is an early 1900s Undertaker portable autopsy embalming table.
Oh. Ew.
1800s, 1900s portable Undertaker table embalming death body preparation suitcase.
Wow.
Veneer cracked and chipping in the middle. Handle broken. If you look closely, you can see the imprint of bodies that lay there in preparation for their final resting place. Not wow. haunted. This has not been ritually saged.
Oh, okay.
The Stamped Undertaker Supply Company, Chicago. Headrest raises the head to 6'5" when fully up. Jason and Alex in this early 1900s Undertaker portable autopsy embalming table could be yours if the Marketplace price is right.
Oh, yeah, Marketplace. Alrighty then.
You are it's going first.
Oh, thank God you're going first.
Lex. Oh my gosh. How much is this? I am Lex, going to say, what, yes,
when was,
Chase?
When was the last time you bought an embalming table?
I don't know if I've ever actually seen one. quite like this, a folding up one and everything. I'm going to say $250.
$250, says Alexis.
$251, Chuck.
Nice.
$251, says Jason. And Jason, congratulations. Nice. You are now the owner of an early 1900s Undertaker portable autopsy embalming table. The actual retail price,
$600.
Oh. Colin, make room for it. It's coming home.
Make room for it. It unfolds to 6'5".
Ew, whoa! Ew, use it as ew. A massage table.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Well, it has been ritually saged.
So. I'm still having McLean check that bad boy out.
Yeah. Yes, please. All right. Well, we're moving on from the Undertaker to our next item up for bid. And here it is. Jason and Alexis, it's a floating picnic table.
Woo!
Want to be the coolest person on your lake this year? Selling a floating picnic table comes with Interstate battery, Coors Light umbrella, and a mini Kota trolling motor that is forward and reverse. Also has throwable life preservers and side boat bumpers. Dimensions are 10 feet long and just over 5 feet wide. The 55-gallon barrels are sealed and secured with fire hose. This has been registered through the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources through December 2025. Jason and Alexis, this floating picnic table could be yours if the Marketplace price is right. Jason.
Wow.
Wow. We are going to you first.
$150,
says Jason.
Oh, man. All right. Wow. You're gosh, you have a good idea of this, too.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say 200, but I'm going to say 151 just because we're playing in this way. Yeah.
Aggressive Price is Right rules are in Alexis's favor. The actual retail price of this floating picnic table is $500.
Whoa, that's way better than either of us
thought.
Holy
crap.
And let me tell you, sale is pending.
Oh, snap. Oh,
maybe it's Mama Haas.
Yeah.
On getting, the lake, that'd be nice.
Yeah, getting ready for summer there. All right, Jason and Alexis, we have one more item up for bid on Facebook Marketplace, Price is Right. And here it is. Jason and Alexis, your last item up for bid is This Casper the Friendly Ghost Candelabra Light Flickering Candle. It's vintage. It's from 1996, and it works great. Vintage 1996 Casper the Friendly Ghost Candelabra Flickering Light Candle. Blow mold. Condition is used.
So it's not an actual candle. It's what's made to make the candelabra.
Well, it's a candelabra, and you plug it in, and the candles light up.
Also, oh, I see.
Okay. Casper the Friendly Ghost's face lights up.
Oh, fab.
Oh, so Jason and Alexis.
Fancy.
This Casper the Friendly Ghost candelabra could be yours if the marketplace price is right.
And you just get one?
You just, yes, you just, okay. Well, he's holding. Let's not get greedy now.
No, I'm just thinking of the price. Like, how many times do we have to times this?
Yeah. No, it's one unit. Casper is holding it.
Got
two candelabras, and his fanny's sticking out.
Gotcha. I'm going to say $25,
Holly.
$25. $30,
Holly. $30, says Jason. The actual retail price of this Casper candelabra is $65. Jason, congratulations. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
That's really cool. You know, ghosts are having a moment right now. So,
are they having a moment?
Oh, for sure. With Ghostbusters and...
Oh, yeah.
You know, Beetlejuice, and, you know...
Yeah, and then people have nostalgia for the 1995 movie Casper.
Oh, yeah. And that friendly ghost. Yeah. Oh,
my husband loved that movie.
I don't know, man. Bill Pullman gave me the tingles in that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, there we go.
And that is Marketplace Price is Right. Congratulations, Jason and Alexis. You won absolutely nothing. But you can go and buy these items on Facebook Marketplace. Go troll and find them if you're interested.
Is it Bill Pullman's hair? Is it the long hair and they're like the glasses?
Yeah, I mean, look.
Maybe that's what it was.
Is it like the Mr. Rogers cardigan?
Yeah, the kids had the tingles for Devin Sawa. Forget that nonsense.
No.
Give me Bill Pullman any day of the week.
Professor Hot.
Yeah.
It was that Professor Hotness. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dang that.
Hey.
I know. We got an excerpt from Rebel Wilson's book. Disgusting. Disgusting. Plus, on a lighter note, what's Meghan Markle going to be doing? You know, she launched that brand right as the turmoil in the royal family was happening. What's it going to be, though? Lex has that when we come back. Hey, Lex.
Took time, but I admit it.
Jump on Instagram real quick.
Okay.
Okay, you on it right now?
And I know yes.
Okay. Type in Chester and Scout Prairie Dogs, all one word in the search function. Chester and Scout Prairie Dogs. I'm doing.
Oh yes.
These are prairie dogs, my talkers, that are dressed up in a variety of outfits.
Oh, I love them in plaid.
Right. Now. I'm doing this for two reasons. Number one, I'm genuinely obsessed with this account. I've been following them for about a week now. Number two, we're going to need this cuteness on the other end of the grossness of the Rebel Wilson story.
So
there's a method to my madness, but
I love it.
I just
saw them in my For You page as well.
Chester and Scout.
They must be pushing these prairie dogs.
They're so cute. They're in little flannel shirts.
Oh.
They're walking around the house in a variety of ensembles.
Oh, and they like their cheeks to be pet.
They do. I just saw that, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God. Look at them. If you scroll down out of outfit, it's just them being petted. God, they love that.
I think in person I'd freak out, but like seeing pictures.
What do you mean?
Absolutely okay. They're kind of rat-like, you know?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, you don't like the rats.
No, it's not that I don't like the rats. They're just so smart, you know? And I just keep my distance.
They're afraid they're going to overwhelm you.
Absolutely. Like, I was like, you're good there. I'm good here. It's all good. I might feel that way about the prairie dog in person, but dang, they're cute and close. Wow.
They're in I just love the little outfits. Anyway. Okay. Now, again, I did that for a reason. It wasn't just a weird non sequitur, which, you know, isn't beneath us here on the show, but. Because there's a, we told you about that Rebel Wilson, Sacha Baron Cohen story. You all know about that.
Yeah.
Well, they released an excerpt from her book, Rebel Rising, basically detailing one of the things that Rebel was referring to. And it took place while they were filming that god-awful movie, Brothers Grimsby, in like 2016. Allegedly, because I don't need the station getting sued. Allegedly, according to Rebel, they were filming a scene, and I'm going to try to be as delicate about that about this as I can. If there are kids in the car, just maybe turn it on for just a second. Rebel claims that Sasha, they were getting ready to film a scene, and he basically pulled down his pants and asked her to do something to his rear end. And Rebel claims this was never in the script, and she was immediately uncomfortable. And instead of doing the thing that he asked her to do, she slapped his butt and improvised a few funny lines as the character. But she is claiming that this was just indicative, basically, of his behavior the whole time. He is claiming, and he is, I guess his folks have posted photos, that this was always in the script. So therefore, she knew it, agreed to it, and should have known this was coming. What do you think?
Oh, man. Because a lot of Sasha Baron Cohen's
I know
humor is this. And I guess the validity of his receipts, I guess, would really matter here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what to say other than, wow, if that was written to the script, then yeah.
I 100% feel exactly how you feel because, well, you and I have watched one together. My immediate reaction was, this is cringy. When you just read this, it is cringe-orific. Yeah. But then you look back at everything that you laugh at in Bruno and Borat. It's outrageous humor. Outrageous. And the people in these movies do bonkers things.
And nudity.
And nudity. Like weird nudity.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm kind of, I don't know. Holly, what do you think?
Well, Rebel Wilson has told this story in different iterations over the years. And she didn't name Sasha Baron Cohen at the time. And the tweets have been deleted. But you can go back and you can see her telling the story essentially in the same way that she's doing in her memoir.
Yeah.
And yeah, we need receipts at this point. Because, you know, they're saying per the script, which Rebel had read, this is their statement in People magazine, and she had approved it in advance. Her character was attempting to do what was being asked of her, but they're saying that he didn't actually ask her to do that. But what she's saying is, no, actually, he did tell me to do that, and that was not okay.
Hey, it just seems very messy. And also, I'm sure it did not help that these two just did not seem to click at all, like did not get along at all. Because, again, going back to his other movies, you're asked to do ridiculous things, capital R. And if there's a good trust between Sasha, who's asking you to do this, and the actor doing it, it's probably a far different situation than what we have here. It seems like they never clicked. There wasn't trust with Rebel and him, which makes this, you know, for her even worse. So,
yeah, they probably both learned lessons there that if it doesn't feel right, we're just going to have to
move on. Not do that bit. Yeah.
Or recast or leave the project or something, you know. I wonder if he had ever said anything about this, if this would even be a headline. You know what I mean? If it's true that his people tried to get that chapter removed or halt the creation of the book at all or the publishing of it.
If he didn't push back.
If he just said, this is part of, this is it. This is how, welcome to my movies, you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Or if there's enough other things in there that would, you know, because I mean, right now she's selling books. Mm. And I'm not saying this is bad because, look, if it is what she went through and, you know, she's telling her story.
from her point of view.
So, you know, so there's that. But I wonder if now if he's thinking, man, I shouldn't have said anything. Because right, they've gone back and forth a few times now, doubling down and, you know, and he's completely denying it. So,
Well, read for yourself, peeps. Read for yourself.
Yeah.
What's Meghan Markle doing? What's her brand? She's launched a brand right in the middle of the Princess Kate drama. Now we know what it is. I'm only calling it drama because of the time. We just didn't know what the hell was happening. Right. And then Megan's like, I have a brand. What is she doing?
Yeah, well, she's probably wasn't thinking about, how this all would shake out. But it's American Riviera Orchard is the brand. And we were all wondering, well, what is this? Because it was just at the time, a website with just sign up for my mailing list. And now we know that it will focus on home, garden, and general lifestyle offerings.
Oh, home and garden girl.
Yeah, she will be selling edibles like jams and jellies, nut butters and spreads, table linens, drinkware, cutlery, cookbooks.
Oh, my.
Makeup, skincare, hair care, fragrance. I mean, she's got the whole thing going on here.
Girl, she's like Martha Stewart Goopin.
She is.
It's like a combo of Goopin, Goop.
Yep.
And Martha.
And Martha. Yeah, because it goes on. She has scented sachets, soaps, body lotions, yoga mats and cushions, paper goods like stationery and greeting cards, gift wrap and photo albums. Like, wow. Pet food and bowls and collars.
Okay. No, we don't need
all that. She's thought about everyone in the family and jewelry.
We don't need it. I mean, look, there's too much of that in the world already.
Wow.
I like her. I do. But, okay.
Whoa. Well, it's like Bubba naming off the shrimp. The whole lifestyle. Dang.
Coming soon. Meghan Markle dog collars.
Yeah. Woo.
Lex hosts Mighty Asset when we return. Some fun facts about MSP. You know the duty-free store right after TSA when you walk into the main mall there. Did you know that you can shop there? That's right. Hey, it's Jace for MSP, the number one airport on list after list. That duty-free, and you know where I'm talking about, right there by that print store, right when you get out of the security checkpoint. You can shop there. Now, you can't get cigs and liquor, but all of those great deals can be yours. People don't know that. They recently just changed the name of the store to encourage you to get in there and shop. It's just one of the many things, one of the many reasons you should get to MSP early. First, it decreases stress to get there earlier, not rushing around. And then you can take advantage of all the great restaurants in the main mall in Concourse C, which, by the way, T-Rex Cookies are now in Concourse C. I love that. Justin Sutherland's new place, Northern Soul, in the main mall. So many reasons to get to MSP early, because from taking the takeoff, they're the best.